Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, March 26, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Felix of Burgundy. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dig into the remarkable pages of Wikipedia to share with you stories that span the spectrum of human knowledge. I'm Alloy, and today we delve into the annals of history to unearth the tale of Felix of Burgundy, a saint known for bringing Christianity to the Anglo-Saxon kingdom of East Anglia in the 7th century. Now, what's fascinating about Felix is how one individual's journey can ripple through time to influence the spiritual and cultural landscape of an entire region. Born in Burgundy, which is part of modern-day France, Felix made his way over to the British Isles. But before we get into how he managed that, let's pause and ask ourselves, just how transformative do you think the arrival of one person can be to a region's history? Felix's impact became apparent when he met King Sigebert of East Anglia, who had spent time in exile in Gaul and presumably developed an interest in Christianity there. When Sigebert returned to East Anglia around 630 AD, he wanted to spread this newfound faith among his people. And who better to assist him than Felix, a well-traveled and educated man deeply ingrained in his Christian beliefs? Now, you might imagine that becoming a missionary in a pagan land during the early Middle Ages wasn't exactly a walk in the park. But Felix, with a name that literally means happy or fortunate in Latin, seemed destined for his role. When he arrived in East Anglia, he was warmly welcomed by Sigebert and quickly got down to business, establishing his base in Domock, which some scholars believe to be modern-day Dunwich or Walton Castle. Have you ever thought about what it takes to build a religious foundation from the ground up? Unlike today's social media campaigns or broadcast evangelism, Felix had to employ a person-to-person approach. He established schools to educate the youth about Christianity, and he is said to have founded a cathedral at Domock. Think about it. In an age where communication was as slow as the swiftest horse, Felix's word of mouth made waves across an entire kingdom. Over time, Felix's hard work paid dividends. Christianity took root in East Anglia, and the region transformed from a pagan society to a Christian one. Churches were built, and the faith was passed down, generation to generation. For his efforts and success, Felix is remembered as a saint by the church, and his feast day falls on March 8th. Isn't it remarkable how an individual from another land could have such a lasting legacy? Speaking of legacy, it's a perfect moment to share a little anecdote, a slice of life from my own experiences. I remember visiting a centuries-old church while traveling through rural England. The awe-inspiring architecture, the musty scent of old stone, and the soft echo of my footsteps, each detail felt like a whisper from the past, reminding me that we're still profoundly connected to these historical figures. Have you experienced something similar? Do you feel that tangible link to history when visiting ancient sites? But let's circle back to Felix. One detail that often strikes scholars is the lack of concrete information about his life and indeed his character. We don't have personal letters, diaries, or even direct quotations from Felix himself. His life is known mostly through the lens of others, like the revered Venerable Bede, who wrote about him in his Ecclesiastical History of the English People. This lack of personal narrative opens a window to discuss the nature of historical documentation. How do we reconcile the image of a figure like Felix that's been passed down through generations with the reality that much of his personal story may have been lost to time? As our time together winds down, think about how the legacy of Felix of Burgundy continues to persist in today's world. How has his influence endured throughout the ages, and what can we learn from his mission and methods that could be applied to modern challenges? In a world that's increasingly connected yet philosophically divided, how do we communicate fundamental values across cultures as Felix once did? And with that, dear listeners, we're coming to the end of this episode of Wikipedia. I hope you've enjoyed this excursion into the life and legend of Felix of Burgundy, a man whose mission reshaped a kingdom and whose legacy still resonates today. Maybe there's a Felix among us now, quietly working to transform our world, and perhaps one day we'll be reading about their exploits on Wikipedia. If this episode has sparked an interest in you, I encourage you to dive deeper into the story of Felix of Burgundy. Visit the Wikipedia page, explore related articles, and perhaps pay a visit to one of the ancient sites his influence has touched. And as always, we'd love to hear your thoughts and reactions. Have you encountered stories of other figures like Felix, whose life's work had a transformative impact on society? Share your stories with us, and let's continue the conversation. Thank you for joining me on Wikipedia. I'm Aloy, and until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep connecting the threads of our past to the fabric of our present. Farewell, and keep that curiosity alive.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Felix of Burgundy. Thanks for listening. See you next time.